Medical professionals say that the best way to fight and overcome a disease of the body is through early detection. My next guest is with us to share how that same idea is true when it comes to the disease of society, in this case, radical Islam. There are youths around the world, including here in America, that radical Islamic groups are targeting to join them in every way possible. Many of these youths are lost, rudderless, so that makes them easy prey for these groups and their demonic goals. That's why the Clarion Project has created material to raise awareness of this dangerous issue and create a path to defeat it. Here with the details is Clarion Project Advisory Board member, founding member of the Muslim Reform Movement, international human rights activist, and author of the book Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, Raheel Raza. Thank you for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And a couple of websites, which, of course, we have links over to our page, clarionproject.org/kids. And for the Muslim Reform Movement, it is muslimreformmovement.org. Raheel, it seems like radical Islam has taken a page out of the path of the Nazis. If you can win over the youths, you can attempt to build your tomorrow as an attack on the world. Is that a fair idea of what the path is regarding radical Islam, what they're doing today with the youth of the world?
Well, yes, especially with the Muslim Brotherhood. The mandate of the Muslim Brotherhood is that while they don't use overt violence, is to infiltrate from and weaken from the inside. And what better way to do that than to bring the youth in and to brainwash the youth towards their own ideology. And that is an ideology which we called Islamism. So there is a difference between Islam as a faith and Islamism, which is a political ideology. And that is the ideology that the extremists are using, whether you call them Boko Haram or Al-Qaeda or ISIS. They all have the same ideology. So this is a war of ideas, and they are trying to impose these ideas on our youth. And when I say our youth, I mean both Muslim and non-Muslim. And according to the statistics, there are over 1,000 youth from the West who have been sucked into this ideology to go and fight with ISIS and to join them, and at least 100 from the United States. So it's something that we need to worry about.
Surprising, too. We've seen stories over the past few years. Some of those recruits have actually been young women and girls.
Yes, most shocking is when they're young women and girls. And this is exactly why the Clarion Project is making a documentary, which will be released in the fall. It's called The Jihad Generation, in which they have tracked the incitement factor. How is it that young people born and brought up in the West are then, you know, and educated? How is it that they are sucked into this ideology? And, of course, many Americans are unaware that this is happening here. And there is no national program that addresses the ideology. And so that is what we want to do. You know, you mentioned when you introduced the topic that when a child is born, the parents and doctors inoculate the child against whatever the current disease is. And the current disease today is a radical jihadist ideology, but not inoculating our children against it. So in this documentary that the Clarion Project has made, they have spoken to some of the parents whose children were, brainwashed into this ideology. And the parents say if they had known to look for the signs, maybe this would not have happened. So we are creating an educational piece that will go with the documentary. And this is to give to educators, teachers, law enforcement, people to understand what the signs are.
Only because youths are typically very active in social media, is a solution something as simple as parents and teachers just being more aware of the kids' social media activity? Because as I said in the introduction, a lot of these recruits are lost, rudderless, and just no path in their lives, but that's not always the case. However, as we've seen in the aftermath of so many tragedies, if people knew what the social media activity was, a serious problem could have been averted long before the situation came about.
Absolutely. We see this in the very current case, that social media is an important factor. It's not the only factor, but it is an important factor in figuring out that these kids are disturbed, they are angry, they are isolated. And when the extremists find kids like this, and of course they troll the internet and social media looking for such kids. When they find them, then they give them a false purpose in life. They bring them into this sort of a brotherhood or cult following, and they make them believe that they're somehow going to change the world by picking up arms. And you know that youth, especially teenagers, are full of testosterone. They can be angry at the system. They may have some of their own issues that they're angry about. And if they find a way to do something with that anger, or if they find a violent outlet, they're attracted towards that. And so the extremists play on this. They look on those youth who don't have family backup, who are on their own, and they bring them into their own ideology. And this is what we have to warn people to look for the signs for, especially in the education sector. I don't think that our teachers are equipped enough to understand what the signs are, and we want to help them with this.
Talking with Raheel Raza, who is a Clarion Project Advisory Board member, founding member of the Muslim Reform Movement, international human rights activist. She's also author of the book, Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, clarionproject.org/kids, muslimreformmovement.org. Couple of relevant websites, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I mentioned the education process. Talked with an attorney a couple of weeks ago for a parent in Chatham, New Jersey. The Chatham Middle School, in their World Cultures and Geography class, actually brought in videos that, in total fairness and impartiality, they can't be classified as anything other than Islam indoctrination. Is that, and I mean, you mentioned how the education system has to be protecting your kids. Is this just an example of just how a so-called liberal mind becomes ignorant of the situation and creates, again, a negative situation for the future?
Well, yes, it is. And we have to, as parents, we have to be cognizant of what's going on. We must be aware of what our children are being taught in schools, in institutions, in religious schools. And this is part of the problem, that parents think that they send their children, let's say, to a religious institution, and then they have no idea of what is being taught. They are not aware of the kind of messaging that is coming from some places of worship and from some institutions. So we have to be very clear about the kind of messaging, because what we have to know is that no one is born a terrorist. No one is born a radical or a hater. Somebody teaches them. What we want to do is go after where the messaging is coming from. So in other words, we are saying that, of course, you know, violent terrorism and extremism is out there and you can see it and people are arrested. But we want to also talk about nonviolent extremism. We want to talk about the ideology, and we want to find ways in which we can track where the incitement and the hate is being taught. Because it's only when you're taught to hate the other person that you can harm them. You know, it's very simple. It's hate. It's the conversation around the dining room table. It is what children are being taught. And this is what this documentary actually tracks.
Is part of the problem people's fears, much like this mother in Chatham, New Jersey, Libby Hilsenrath, who instituted a lawsuit against the school district? There have been people at school board meetings and people who literally see her on the street and call her a racist and, of course, the ever-popular Islamophobe. People's fear of being tagged in that negative way, as false as it is that part of the problem that prevents people from being proactive in battling this situation?
That is a huge problem. This idea that somehow if you criticize or ask the right questions that you are going to be an Islamophobe. You know, I'm on a tour traveling across the state speaking about this issue, and I've been speaking to the chief of police and Homeland Security and law enforcement and educators, and they all say exactly what you are saying, that if we say something, if we question something that doesn't seem right, and we are called racists and Islamophobes. And I am trying to convince them that this is about human rights. It's about safety and security of the land in which we live. And so as a citizen of this country, you have every right to ask difficult questions. I mean, I will say, however, that there is a difference between being offensive and asking questions. So we have to keep the conversation respectful. And that is important. And that is why it's so important to differentiate between spiritual Islam and this radicalized version, which we call Islamism. And so in our organization, we have a mandate. We have the three E's. We say you have to expose the problem, You have to educate the masses, and then you have to find ways to eliminate the problem.
And
as I said before, this is a war of ideas. We have to have better ideas. We have to have a better narrative. And we have to talk more.
And certainly have the understanding of the facts so that when someone wants to dismiss you as the racist or Islamophobe, you can say that there are, according to the FBI, ISIS-related investigations in every one of our states. 30% of Americans charged with ISIS-related activities under the age of 20. That zeroes in on where the root and the foundation of the problem is. And certainly, Jihad Generation is going to be the foundation for building that answer, the understanding, and the empowerment to battle against the influx of recruitment by the terrorist organizations through, thanks to social media. They don't have to have the people physically come to a location. They don't need to stand on the street corner. They can do it in the darkness like all evil likes to operate. The best in the Clarion Project through their efforts of the Jihad Generation and all the information they have available at their website, clarionproject.org, will indeed shine a light on that darkness and diffuse the evil that is attempting to attack our children. Learn more about the Clarion Project and Jihad Generation at clarionproject.org/kids and learn more about the Muslim Reform Movement, muslimreformmovement.org. Rahil Raza, it's always an education. Speaking with you, learning from you, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.